consistent with that positive experience, I was wondering, you mentioned that you were studying the pro-social force of gangs, and that's not something that I'm that familiar with.
So let me just clarify, that's not my research area, but we're funding faculty members who are studying that. The pro-social aspect of gang research suggests that the ways that the dominant impression of gang life is one that distracts from community health. And there's lots of literature, and we see that as the media images, et cetera, that gangs are negative forces in community development. There is, however, a body of research that takes a much more nuanced, closer look at the mixed impact of the social organization of gangs in enhancing community life in some ways and possibly detracting from community life in other ways. And the detraction often comes from the attention to violence. But there's also historical and contemporary accounts of sharing resources like food, of mentoring younger people, of providing resources for families, economic resources for families, of challenging relationships between law enforcement and community groups. These aren't, and those are pro-social impacts on community life when people get together in an organized way and make demands on people who have power. And in many ways, that's what gangs do. And so this is research that I think is important because it helps us step beyond the more narrow, in some ways, ideologically driven understanding of what a gang is. I mean, it's very much in the contemporary discourse about the problems in the city of Chicago right now. It helps move beyond that and say, how can that social organization provide some help, some resources, some opportunities for mobilization, some mentoring in a community that would be pro-social instead of the more negative impacts that we hear so much about and that often take life away from communities. And some of the gang research that was first done in this area looked at girls' involvement in gangs in particular and the ways that girls found ways of growing up, forming relationships, having parent-like figures in their lives, and that those are pro-social, those are things we want for most children. And if we can find a way to have it not have negative impacts as well, we have an opportunity for community health. So it's exciting because it's interdisciplinary research, as well as research that uses innovative techniques.
It sounds to me like that you are contrasting groups like the Black Panther Party and the Maniac Gangster Disciples. You know, the pro-social versus the negative.
Indeed. They're you know, gangs aren't monolithic. They're very different. They've had different organizing strategies and agendas at different points in history. And part of what this research is trying to sort of dissect that a little bit.
Well, I think one great thing about the university experience for me is it's learning that you don't have to agree with someone to appreciate their presence.
Right.
And while some of those views are not intuitive in terms of, you know, my outlook, I hope the researchers achieve great success with their efforts. So thank you.
Thank you. And can I invite all of you to, if you have time, the Jane Addams Hull House has a really impressive exhibition about some of this work, which might be further illustrative. Thank you.
Anyone else? And the presentation that you all have been waiting for. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Walter Knorr to the podium for financial indicators.
No drum roll?
Okay, over the next hour and a half, I'd like to I thought what I'd do today is basically our September board meeting is the budget board meeting, and it's less than 60 days away, so I thought I would basically have a presentation today that provided a lot of information of the things we're working with as we assemble the budget for this fiscal.